Lineman is grabbing anything he can to get him down because he is 6'3", 200 pounds. He is strong and physical. So the pass interference penalty does not bother me all that much. But this is something important for Brady Kirsch and the Pirate offense is he found someone open now, not named James Shelke. There are other receivers that can help open up James Shelke, and Brendan Shedd is just one of them who is very fast and athletic.
The drive continues for the Pirates and is brought in by Brendan Shedd at the 15-yard line. Tries to juke his defender. He does not, but he gets all the way down to about the 12-yard line and is enough to move the chains. An 11-yard reception from Kirsch to Shedd to move the chains for the Pirates, first and 10.
For some reason, it took to the middle of the second quarter to double-team James Shelke, and now all of a sudden these other receivers are finding some open space. Brendan Shedd, the benefactor on the last two plays, back-to-back completions from Kirsch to Shedd, bringing up another first down for the Pirates.
7:23 left in the second. A lot of stoppage of time because of all the incomplete passes.
And penalties.
that's for certain. Two wide each way. Working off the left hash, Kirsch in the shotgun, Lanphier to his right. Here comes the blitz and blindside. He gets this one away in time. Lanphier brings it in. He's down inside the 10 and somehow dives all the way out to the 5-yard line before being brought down by Derek Brown for an 8-yard gain, maybe 7 yards. Second down and a short 3. We'll go with at the 5-yard line of Ubley.
Ubley dials up the blitz again. Skyler Lasoski comes into the backfield untouched. Brady Kirsch lets him get as close as possible and then dumps it off to Daniel Lanphier, a designed running back screen pass, and it goes all the way down to the 5-yard line for Harbor Beach. Second down and maybe 3 coming up. They can get a first down and still not get in the end zone here.
First down marker is at the 2-yard line. Second down, 3 to go from the Ubley 5. It is 24-6, Ubley leading by 18. Harbor Beach trying to score for the second time tonight. Man in motion, Shedd to the far sideline. That makes the trips right. Kirsch rolling to his right, looking to pass. Has time to throw, has to keep it for himself, and he's brought down in the backfield as the Ubley defense finally swarms in on him. Anthony Sweeney brings him down for the tackle for a loss of about 3 yards back at the 8-yard line. Third down and a little bit longer. We'll call it third down and 6.
Well, the secondary of the Bearcats has been picked apart on this drive, especially because of the Pirates' offense. But this time, the secondary gets all the credit. The pressure is not there this time. The secondary had to hold their receivers for 6, 7, 8, 9 seconds even, and they do an excellent job giving Kirsch nowhere to throw, which leading to that long sack on the play.
Third down and 6 from the 8-yard line for the Pirates at the Ubley, in the Ubley red zone. 5.5 to play in the first half. Working off the right hash, 2 wide each way, Lanphier in to the right of Kirsch, and Kirsch keeps it for himself, and he gets across the 5-yard line down close to the first down marker, very close to the 2-yard line. No word yet from the officials how close this one is, and they want to measure this one or at least take a closer look. And I believe this is what you call extreme vetting if this were running for public office. So both teams get a little moment to catch their breath.
I think he's got it, but it's just by the nose of the football. But a very creative play there as you spread everybody out. Shelke getting the double team, so a lot less guys in the box. And Brady Kirsch, they dial up the quarterback draw, and he is short.
He's got it.
Wow.
Between the stripe on the football to the nose of the football is all he had it by.
Maybe even less.
I don't have that good of eyes. I'll have to go see Doc Messick. 5:20 left in the second. Harbor Beach converts yet again, and now it's first and goal from the Ubley 2-yard line. Harbor Beach has had the ball for over 5 minutes on this drive, which started at their own 32-yard line. Aided by penalties from the Ubley Bearcats, they had about 4 chances on a 4th down and very long, and they converted. Here they are knocking on the door of Ubley.
Technically, they convert on 4th and 20 with the help of pass interference, face mask. Did I miss any? There had to be another one.
There's a little kid caboodle in there as well.
Correct.
4:55 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach trying to score for the second time tonight. One receiver wide to the left, 2 men in the backfield. Kirsch keeps it and hands it off to Lanphier, and Lanphier's in untouched. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach scores for the second time tonight. Dan Lanphier gets into the end zone from 2 yards out. It is Ubley 24, Harbor Beach 12.
Brady Kirsch selling the pitch to James Shelke, and then once he sells that pitch out to the left, He pulls the ball in and turns around, and that's where Daniel Lanfear takes it around the right side. He goes untouched into the end zone for a Pirate touchdown, bringing the score to 12 for Harbor Beach, 24 for Ubley.
It's a 12-point ball game right now. With a made two-point conversion, it would be a 10-point ball game, as Harbor Beach is taking their time with the play call on this two-point conversion. 4:46 left in the first half, and it is a 12-point ball game. The way this game started out, Dave, I did not expect this at this moment.
No, but Harbor Beach becoming a little more methodical, shorter passes, and incorporated the running game, and Ubley taking away the deep pass. That's something that Ubley needed to do. They can't let Harbor Beach score in two plays on each drive.
And Harbor Beach calls a timeout on the two-point conversion to finally square this one away, and the coach, Troy Shelke, we'll have more time to talk to his squad. What do you think, Dave? He's setting up. Are they going to try and go back to the run? On the scoring play, that was a different formation than we've seen all night. Only two men in the backfield. Kirsch under center and receiver wide to the left.
Yeah, Brendan Shedd was on an island by himself to the left at wide receiver. No other receivers on the play. Shelke and Lanfear in the backfield. Other than that, they had all linemen and tight ends on the play. And it looked like a running formation, but that's the beauty of running the spread offense and being able to go to a wing T or varieties of it. We are standing here right now and tell you it's a coin toss, 50-50, what Harbor Beach is going to do, and that's to their advantage. It's credit to Ubley, though, to try and keep track of what Harbor Beach is going to do. But at the two-yard line, Clark, if you trust your offensive line, I feel like you got to hand the ball off here and power your way into the end zone. But Harbor Beach has not done that tonight. They have really spread it out and shown off some of their athletes.
What are we seeing in this first half? Is it Harbor Beach's offense is that potent, or is the Ubley defense having a little bit of an off night so far?
I do think Harbor Beach's offense is that potent. No disrespect to Ubley. Their defense is fantastic.
They're in the backfield every play.
I completely agree, and it's just Harbor Beach is getting away with some of this
stuff.
Going
for the quick pass into the corner into James Shelke, and good coverage by the defender of Ubley, and it falls incomplete. The two-point conversion is no good. So with 4:46 left in the second quarter, it is Ubley 24, Harbor Beach 12 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Dearest Colette, it has been a fortnight since I last received your correspondence, and I have treasured it deeply. I write to you now in the hopes that this message receives you well, though I know not when or even if you shall receive it. Lord willing, then my love shall reach you. Sincerely, Reginald. And now hit send. What? No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bannex, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
.446 left in the first half. Harbor Beach scores for the second time tonight on a 5 minute and 51 second drive, covering 68 yards and 18 plays, resulting in a touchdown for Daniel Lanfear. Puts up Harbor Beach with 12 points, Ubley with 24, and this is the first time since I think week number three that Ubley is allowed more than one touchdown in a ball game.
Yeah, I know you mentioned in the pregame that it has been multiple weeks since they've given up more touchdowns, but I don't think either of us are surprised that Harbor Beach has found the end zone more than once in this first half.
A little bit of a muffed reception for Derek Brown. He gets it. He breaks free of three tackles. He's to midfield. One man to beat. He's in the Harbor Beach territory. He's at the 40 to the 30. At the 35, cuts back in. We have a fumble, and the ball is loose, and it looks like Ubley has it at the inside the 20-yard line at the 19. So Derek Brown with a big return, but we have flags back at the 46-yard line of Harbor Beach's territory. We'll see where this one results.
A name I haven't called yet, and I expected too often, Dominic Rosenthal recovers that fumble, but man, how impressive is Derek Brown as he muffs the kick and blows through the line of scrimmage here with multiple broken tackles.